This week on Help with MySocialSecurity.com, facts and figures about Social Security. Hi, I'm Chris Stein, a certified financial planner and a finance instructor at Colorado State University.
And I'm Jim Saulnier, also a certified financial planner.
And welcome to this week's edition of Help with MySocialSecurity.com. Today, Jim, I wanted to talk about some kind of random facts and figures about Social Security.
Thoughts that are running through your mind?
Well, random things I found that I felt were kind of interesting and give hopefully some people some sense of how Social Security is applied, how many people are affected by Social Security.
So this is like a potpourri of Social Security.
Or cornucopia.
A cornucopia of Social Security.
A plethora.
A plethora. Okay, can you let me finish?
Sure, go ahead.
Of Social Security facts and figures.
Yes, thus the title of the blog, Facts and Figures About Social Security. So here's our first one. We are in 2014 right now, so these figures are based on 2014 information. In 2014, over 59 million Americans will receive almost $863 billion with a B, dollars in Social Security benefits.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. That's a lot of people, too, 59 million. Now,
and
it's
growing 10,000 a day.
It is. Well, maybe even more than that, because those are just the retirees.
Correct.
There's also disabled workers and survivor benefits. And the breakdown essentially goes like this. Of that big 59 million number, 38 million are retired workers. There's another 3 million dependents of those retired workers that are collecting, and they collect on average $1,294 per month. So that's the average retired worker benefit currently here in 2014. There's also about 8.8 million disabled workers collecting on average $1,146 per month. So that's part of that giant 59 million person total that are collecting benefits. We have another 2 million dependents of the disabled workers. So they're collecting as well. And then we have 6.2 million survivors who don't have their own retirement credits in Social Security. They are collecting based on a survivor benefit from a spouse, probably.
So a widow and widower's benefit.
Essentially.
Exactly.
Yes. So that's how we come up with that 59 million. So I think a couple things I found interesting, the 1294. So approximately, if you were curious what on average the monthly Social Security benefit is in the United States, well, it's right about $1,300 per month. Now, that $1,300 a month is important to a very large number of people. Nearly 9 out of 10 individuals age 65 and older receive Social Security benefits. So 90%. Social Security benefits represent about 38% of the income of the elderly. So of that entire group, Social Security makes up almost 40% of the total income.
And that's key for our listeners to bear in mind, Chris, because Social Security is not designed, it never was, and it never will be designed to be a true full pension. You're not going to retire with 80% of your pre-retirement salary. It's not designed to do that. It's really designed to keep people out of poverty. So it only replaces a certain portion of your average earnings throughout your career. So it takes in your low earning years as well as your high years. And I think that is some of the surprise, because we work with retirees, some of the surprise they see when they see how little Social Security really does replace. And a good thing that our listeners should do is to go to our blog that we recently posted on medical and Social Security, where we talked that it is estimated over the next 20 years you will need more than your Social Security just to cover your medical expenses. Right. Very good blog to listen to as Chris goes through these numbers.
Mm-hmm. Now, the system was designed, as Jim mentioned, to be kind of just a basic sustenance situation, not a majority of your retirement income. But for many, many people, it's evolving into a primary source. And here, Social Security Administration reports that 52% of married couples and 74% of unmarried persons receive 50% or more of their income from Social Security. That is a huge percentage. Almost three-quarters of unmarried people rely on Social Security for more than 50% of their retirement income. So that they're using it as a tremendous component in their overall retirement lifestyle, essentially. They're very dependent on it, is the point.
But based on the average amount they're going to earn, $1,300 a month, that's about $15,600 a year. Mm-hmm. And if that is half of that, the 70% of people, the 70% of single people, I think you said, mm-hmm. where it represents more than half, that means a lot of widows and widowers, as they age through retirement, are earning less than $30,000.
They're living on about 30.
And they're barely living a comfortable lifestyle. So it's important to recognize the limits of how much Social Security is going to be able to provide.
Correct. So another thing to always remember, Social Security provides more than just retirement benefits. While retired workers and their dependents account for about three quarters, another 16% of benefits paid are for the disabled workers. Another 10% roughly are paid for survivors' benefits. The coverage of Social Security is massive, of course. Almost everyone works within the system. There's an estimated 165 million workers covered under Social Security. 51% of the workforce has no private pension coverage. Now, this number is much higher than it used to be, of course, as we've moved away from those defined benefit plans that used to be so common. But half, over half now, 51% of the workforce has no private pension coverage, so their only pension-like item is Social Security. This is shocking to me. 34% of the workforce has no savings set aside specifically for retirement.
That's scary. It doesn't surprise us. Anecdotally speaking, we have seen this. I've been doing this for 15 years now. I have seen people who have nothing or very little saved. So that doesn't surprise me, but it is shocking. It is shocking to think that as you enter your most frail years, the years where you're no longer going to be exchanging your time and labor for money, and you're going to be barely surviving. And that's got to be scary to people.
I would think so. Lots and lots of people are falling into that category. Now, longevity is increasing. We know that. In 1940, the life expectancy of a 65-year-old was about 14 years. So what they're saying is if you made it to 65, you negotiated life successfully to that point, on average, you had about another 14 years to live. Now, in 2014, you have about 20 years of life expectancy if you reach 65.
And when Social Security was first created, you had a life expectancy of about 65.
When you were born.
Correct.
Once you reach 65, though, you had a life expectancy of about 12 years.
Okay.
If you go back all the way to when Social Security started. They gave us a number here of 1940. But if you, of course, back then, there were a lot more deaths from birth to 65, and that's what drug down the average life expectancy. But once you successfully make it to 65, you should expect to live for quite some time, and today it's about 20 years. Now, that's average, of course, and we've had discussions many times on here, are you average or not? But that is the average. By 2033, the number of Americans 65 and older will increase from 47 million today to 77 million people. So by 2033, which is only another 20 years, we expect to see 77 million Americans 65 and older.
That will be me.
You're part of that big group.
And so will you.
True. And the last one, there are currently 2.8 workers for each Social Security beneficiary. So essentially 2.8 people paying into the system for every one claiming benefits. By 2033, there's expected to be only 2.1 workers for each beneficiary.
Essentially two for one.
Essentially two for one by the time we reach 2033. The reason why 2033 keeps kicked around is that is currently the estimate for about the time without substantial Social Security changes that the Social Security Trust Fund will be exhausted.
And that's the operative word, or the key word here. Without any changes, there will be changes over the next 20 years. And as we continue to blog and move forward and hopefully continue to have listeners pay attention to us, the advice and information we'll be sharing will be different in 5 years, let alone 10 years, let alone 20 years.
Right. So thank you for joining us this week. If you have any questions, please let us know. Otherwise, we will connect with you again next week on helpwithmysocialsecurity.com.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Solnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.